سلام، مریم نایبی هستم.
I'm Maryam Naibi, manager in charge of Zan TV and also the head of Women Hope Caravan Organization. Under the previous government, the Taliban unfortunately behaved harshly with active members of the society. And even after the arrival of Americans and under the new government, they're still the same. They were harsh and cruel with journalists. They arrested them in remote parts of the country or beheaded them and committed other crimes like that. On the 15th of August, when the previous government fell, everyone was scared. I was scared too. I can't forget that day. It was the first time in my whole life that I experienced something like this. I thought all my hopes, plans and dreams for the future were going to vanish like dust in the wind. I thought I'd be like the women under the last Taliban regime. I will turn into a girl who will have to wear a burqa and be unable to leave my house. But after some time, I wanted to come back on screen. I was in despair. Our biggest fear was that the Taliban would have the same conservative view that they had in faraway rural areas. So I talked to some of my friends, and we decided that we need to protest and plead for justice. On that day, I thought to myself, how can I show the Taliban or the new government that today's women are not like those under the previous regime, when you could forcibly put burqa around women's heads? Today's women are developed and educated. They are girls who are very talented in the field of journalism, and they should participate in the progress of our society so we can see a well-developed and improved Afghanistan in the future.